crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
Just about wrapped up the entire winter sports season, which means we got to start talking spring sports. We got some more local basketball in the coming days as we have two more wrap-up interviews. Talk USU Eastern basketball. Today, though, we are going to continue on the spring sports landscape, and we're going to talk baseball. The Emory Spartan baseball team, they have a new coach, Sean Alton. In fact, tomorrow they're going to open up the season with first-year head coach Sean Alton, and he is joining us over the telephone right now to talk a bit about the season-opening game against North St. Pete, the offseason, and what lies ahead for the team. Coach, as always, I appreciate you making time for us. It's great to get you back on. It has been a while.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on your show today.
Oh, definitely. Coach, it's your first season. I mean, it's upon us, and it's kind of gone by in a hurry. What's it been like as far as the offseason? What are some of the things that you've tried to implement as head coach?
It's been extremely busy. We have had a very good winter workout session, and I'm very pleased with what I've seen. As far as implementing, one of the things this year, Jordan, that's going to present a new challenge is the new pitching rules that the state of Utah has went to. So it's going to really force a challenge to coaches around the state on the pitching rules as far as how many pitches per game an individual is going to have. So that's one thing I've kind of implemented is the pitching and really focused on that over the offseason.
Yeah, it's definitely changing, I think, every classification. I mean, we were talking to Coach Cincinnatus about the same thing last week, and he says, you know, it's probably the biggest challenge for even some of the smaller schools. I know you're going up against other 2A schools, but still, I mean, this is something that could really affect the 2A and 1A classification, at least in my mind.
It is. Especially at these smaller schools where, you have one or two really good pitchers. Where it's really going to affect us is when it comes state tournament time. In years past, we've had pitchers that's had the 14 innings, per week rule, and so you're allowed to have, your ace, per se, for at least two games during the state tournament. And now it almost makes that to where you're only going to be able to use him, one time. So it's going to force a big challenge and really groom younger pitchers, so to say, to step up and get the job done.
As far as the schedule goes, I know this definitely complicates it even more. Coach, you guys play a lot of baseball in a very short period of time. I mean, it's March right now. You guys are basically going to cram the entire season in to the middle of May. I mean, so you guys don't have a lot of dead time once the season starts like it does tomorrow.
We don't, and I purposely put a lot of games in there, a lot of games that I believe that we can compete with and that we can get better from. A lot of those games, I scheduled a lot of the 2A schools that we would possibly see, and some of those that I believe that we can compete with and possibly, win. But then again, I want to set us up really for when it comes region time. I know last year, I think we only played four or five games before we had our first region game, and that's a little bit tough. And this year we'll have at least 10 or 11 games anyway under our belt before we play that first region game.
Yeah, your guys' first league game against Grand, right, on March 28th, I believe?
That is correct.
Yeah. Well, Coach, we'll start by talking about the team this year as well. As far as Emory baseball goes, I mean, we're talking about a very rich history program here. I mean, this team has had a lot of success over the past 5 years. You've been a part of that. I mean, it's not as if you're new to this program, but who are some of the kids that you've kind of coached up over the last few years that you expect to have a big impact on the team this year?
Well, Jordan, we have six starters that are returning from last year's squad, four of which are seniors, and I'm going to have to rely on those seniors. Those seniors that are out the top are, Tel Gardner, Jordan Boletka, Ray Smielsen, and Logan Labrum, and those are the ones from last year's squad that I'm going to really have to rely on, and then we do have a sophomore and a junior that is returning off of last year's squad. And so, really, we're going to be a young team, and I'm looking forward to see what these younger kids can do to step up and help these seniors and take on that role.
You mentioned sophomore and the junior. I'm assuming this is Easton and Coda, two kids that have really played varsity since as early as they could, really.
Correct. And we did pick up one from we did pick up a couple seniors, one of which is Zach Jorgensen, and you know him well enough, being on our football team, being the quarterback, and we're going to rely on him in the outfield, and again, is one of our, you know, one of our star pitchers that I think can get it done on the hill. He looks really, really good in the offseason, so...
I know that was a kid that a lot of people were trying to talk into playing baseball, especially with these new rules. You need another pitcher, and so that's where you guys are going to rely on Zach the most, is on the mound.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, he plays a great defense as well in the outfield. But, you know, Zach threw the ball well over the winter, and he looks really good. And, you know, we're extremely grateful to the coaching staff that he decided to come out this year and play for us.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Sean Alton of the Emory Sport and Baseball Team. Coach, we'll start by talking about this next game now here on the second part of this segment. Let's talk North St. Pete. That's tomorrow's game, I should say. What are some of the things that you're most anticipating in this game and some of the things that you're going to be looking at your team as far as maybe working out some of the kinks early on?
Sure. A couple things, Jordan. One of those, of course, is the pitching. I want to give, you know, our lead pitchers right now, 3 to 4 of them, I want to give them a couple innings work just to see how they look, especially going into this weekend's tournament. And the other thing that I'm really going to be really interested in is the situational hitting. When we have runners on base, I want to see what the kids do in certain situations to manufacture runs. And that's what we really have to focus on this year is how do we manufacture runs? And I'm really going to instill in these kids, you know, the aspects of situational hitting.
With the new pitching rule, how much of an emphasis is that put on offense? I know the saying is always defense wins championships. I don't know if that's necessarily the case anymore with pitching. I mean, you're going to have to score runs to win games.
That is true. And due to these pitching rules, you know, we're in the same boat as everybody else. And really, you're going to start, as a coach, we have to start managing pitching so that come offense time, you know, we're going to have to see other pitchers, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth pitchers, just like they're going to start seeing ours. And so really, there's going to be an emphasis on hitting and scoring runs and manufacturing when we get to see those fourth, fifth, and sixth pitchers from the other teams.
Coach, let's continue by talking about your guys' trip. Typically, it's a trip to Colorado, Montrose. You guys would go for a couple of days and play a few games. This year, you've switched things up a little bit on the schedule. You guys will actually travel to Mesquite. That'll be this weekend, as a matter of fact. You guys will go down there for 3 days. A little bit different compared to going down to Colorado because it's going to be nice weather, to say the least. Why make this change at this particular time with the schedule? Was there a big reason behind it?
No, not necessarily. The biggest reason, I guess, is when we went to Montrose, of course, the weather always played a factor. You never knew what we were going to see as far as weather, and we were only guaranteed 3 games. And it has come to my attention that really the Montrose tournament's kind of phased out with the way that they do their postseason play over in Colorado. And so I wanted to find something for our kids to get to better weather this time of year, to get down and play some ball in some 80-degree weather. And the biggest key here is that we picked up an additional game for that. So we get to go down and play not only 3 games, but we get to pick up 4 games.
It definitely does add to it just a little bit because, again, looking at the non-league schedule for you guys, and, I mean, it is definitely heavy. And, of course, Coach, everyone will be happy to know that, once again, Emory will be taking on Carbon. It's something we didn't get to see on the girls' basketball court. But an Emory season and a Carbon baseball season, the two have to meet at some point in time. It's kind of a tradition, and that game is going to be there this year.
It is. It's always been tradition. Jeff and I are really good friends, and I talk with him, and we wanted to continue the tradition, and I think it's, you know, great for our community to have the community come out and see what the boys can do and play and just have a good time.
Aside from the schedule and playing itself, Coach, there's always kind of a tradition, right, to have a youth clinic with a baseball team where the kids can get involved and you and Coach Renson can get involved with it, and that's coming back again this year. I have to let you mention that. It's coming up in April.
It is. We're going to host a youth clinic here on April 8th. It'll start at 10 in the morning, and it will be the first part of the day will be those ages that are 10 and up and 10 and younger. It'll be for both boys and girls. And then in the afternoon, we're going to do 11 and older for both the boys and the girls, and we're going to have our players there, and they're going to be in uniform, as well as us coaches, and we're going to just have fun with the kids. We're going to teach them, you know, the fundamentals of the game and all aspects and teach them, you know, what really, you know, how to have fun and how to play baseball.
Yeah, definitely going to be a great time. And again, you can get more information on that by visiting CastleCountryRadio.com. Coach, lastly, before I let you go, I do want to talk about the region in general. It's always a very competitive region. You guys get Grand, Monticello, San Juan, North Sevier, Gunnison. I mean, that's a tough, tough region front to back. How do you see it shaping out this year?
You know, Gunnison and Moab traditionally are really good. However, with the pitching rules, to be honest with you, Jordan, I think it's open statewide, and I believe it's open region-wide. Gunnison's going to be right there at the top just due to Drew Hill that's over there that's already signed with UVU, and they did pick up another kid out of Harriman that's a pitcher that's going to help them out. And, you know, Moab does have the Jones kid that's a very good pitcher as well. So I think, honestly, it's anyone's game in region. It's just going to come out to who peaks at what time and who's playing the best baseball. And I think that our baseball squad will be there, you know, be right there competing at the end as well.
And that's always the goal at the beginning of the season, right? A region crown?
Absolutely.
Well, Coach, it's always fun to talk with you. I look forward to having more conversations with you as the season continues on. Best of luck as you guys take the field tomorrow against North St. Pete, and hopefully I can catch up with you again next week.
Hey, thank you, Jordan. I appreciate your time.
That's Coach Sean Alton of the Emory Sport and Baseball Squad taking out the time to join us. Again, we'll catch up with him again next week, and we'll recap the first week of the Emory Sport and Baseball season. We're going to break for just a moment. We have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.